This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. A lot of noteworthy stories to cover today, certainly, for different reasons, varied stories. So glad that you have joined us. Welcome to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. You're in the right place. Now, just so you know, we've had some questions about iTunes, about podcasts. Look, the best way to know how to listen to us is on our website, ThePowerHour.com, the tab at the top, radio show, how to listen. And on that page, we have the links and everything that you need to be able to find that. Please bookmark that, take note of it. So that's where you can go to answer, you know, 95%+ of your questions probably about how to listen. So take that down, thepowerhour.com, radio show, how to listen. And there's a whole page that comes up. So we've gotten some questions about that. So take note. Later on, we got Sherry Rogers. If Nicholas Wright, Pastor Nicholas Wright, if he's America's pastor because of what he's doing, then what's Sherry Rogers, Dr. Sherry Rogers? She's got to be America's physician, doesn't she? For bringing the truth and old-fashioned rightness and research, I would say. Holding now, we're going to get to her in the second hour. And holding now is Matt Agarest. He's been on, it's been a little bit since he's been on. Himself with Jason Basler, they were the co-founders of the Free Thought Project, thefreethoughtproject.com. He's also a veteran, and his activist-type website, information-type website, is extremely important. Independent voices, oh, that's what we need, oh, that's what we need, and we have one. Matt Agarest. Matt, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, Daniel. Thanks for having me back on.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know how deep we'll go, but I think we need to bring it up. I did not talk about it yesterday, but I knew when the Mueller report, whatever you want to call it, when it was released Friday night, right before everybody went home for work, I knew that there must have been not much big news in it because it just kind of went out with a whimper. Your initial thoughts?
Well, this is what everybody who's been paying attention has been saying for 2 years, you know, that there was no collusion. There's no reason to be wasting taxpayer money. We're just wasting our time, and this is a big distraction, red herring, to take away from what's really going on, to hide in plain sight what's really going on.
This is, I think the story now is not even the Mueller report. The story is becoming all the voices that were so adamant that this was going to pin something on Donald Trump. I think it's kind of switching to that. Do you agree, or maybe a different take?
No, I mean, I totally agree. Glenn Greenwald said this morning, you know, he's like, the mainstream media needs to issue retractions and needs to issue apologies right now, because if they don't, then they're all going to burn to the ground rather quickly. And he actually said, and I'd like to see that, because the mainstream dinosaur media needs to burn down. It's just, it look at what they did for 2 years. You know, they reported on utter lies for 2 years. And it all served as a great distraction while the establishment and deep state kept doing what they wanted to do.
Do you think that they already, I don't know, have lost? Maybe that's a strong word. They certainly were losing credibility. Do you think that this may be the last straw, so to speak? I don't think America sees them as legitimate anyway.
Unfortunately, I don't think it's the last straw yet. I think America's too divided, so they have both these left and right paradigms, left and right
side
of paradigm that are grabbing onto their media sides, you know. And fortunately, Fox News got a little bit more discredited recently, and but I mean, they continue to discredit themselves with their own political bases. So eventually, I think people are going to have enough. And this was, you know, this is one straw that eventually will break the camel's back. However, I don't think it's going to be that one, you know. I mean, this is a bombshell revelation, but, you know, as fast as these people are at moving the news cycle, we'll have something new to talk about, you know, within the next 24 hours, I'm sure. Jussie Smollett, for instance, you know. So,
which we will talk about.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hope they don't. I hope they don't bomb something. That's what I really hope. You know, like Clinton bombing, what was it, Yugoslavia or whatever? I can't even remember, during the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You talked about Fox News. We might as well mention this. Jeanine Pirro, she's, I mean, I don't even know what the final result is. She off Fox for good? Is she suspended temporarily? Do you know anything here? What does this say? Give us a little background on this and what it means to you.
I'm not too clear on the specifics of her case. I just know that you know, when you got the president who's constantly praising Fox News and constantly garnering support through all his followers and everything on Twitter by praising Fox News and thanking them for the wonderful coverage they give him. When he does the opposite of that, and then his millions of people that tend to follow what he says, they actually start questioning Fox News. I say that's healthy, regardless of the personal or the actual details of her specific incident.
It was really weird. We got, I would say, somewhere between 50 and 100 emails about this Jeanine Pirro situation, and they were writing to us like we were Fox News. And Catherine finally tracked some of these people down and said, why are you, yes, we are concerned too. Why are you writing to us? We're not Fox News. And they said, oh, we got your email off some site somewhere that it was connected to Fox News. It's like, it made me think with all the censorship with Google, I mean, I get paranoid really quick, Matt, but, are the algorithms or the bots or whatever, are they pushing all the dissent away from Fox so that it does, so it appears that this is not as big an issue as it really is?
I mean, that's a total possibility. The algorithms, we actually had a recent podcast and we talked about that, how the algorithm could actually be creating this divide and censorship, or through censorship. And it could be unbeknownst to most people or even the people inside the companies that the algorithms are being used for. It's a pretty scary thing to think about. You know?
Yeah. Long term, this Mueller report, any long term ramifications, or what are the long term ramifications as you see?
Hopefully the long-term ramifications are an increase in distrust in the U.S. government. You know, I hope that people learn that the government, who was it this morning? It might have been Glenn Greenwald again, but he said that, or somebody said it, that this was actually a larger push than the weapons of mass destruction fake narrative that led to the Iraq war, this Russian collusion, and it was for absolutely nothing. I mean, It was all distraction, all to usher in some new level of censorship by going after these alleged Russian bots who, you know, the Washington Post accused us of being Russian bots. So that's what this was all done for. I think it was done as a large distraction so the global industrial war complex could keep marching on while people fought over whether Russians did it or whether Trump, you know, colluded and all a huge distraction, and it lasted for 2 years, and it was successful at distracting everybody from what was actually going on. Like you said, a new level of censorship has been ushered in on the web, and most people are completely unaware at what's going on. You know, we experienced this censorship firsthand. The Free Thought Project did in October of last year, when we were it was an unprecedented move. We were banned from both Twitter and Facebook the exact same within an hour of each other. And it was, which was bigger than Alex Jones. We had far more followers than Alex Jones on Twitter and Facebook combined. And within an hour of each other, we were wiped from the internet. And this is all done under the guise of Russian collusion and Russian bots. And we were accused of being these Russian bots. That we all found out now that Russia was actually running these bot farms and trying to influence Americans and stuff like that. But no one was colluding inside the United States with them. Russia was doing this on their own, and most of what they were saying was actually true. So somehow the establishment scared of this truth and how it was presented by these Russians, and sometimes we presented truth in the same manner because it was these people were putting out some really good stuff, and we just happened to do the exact same thing, calling out the corruption within our own government, you know, in the Clinton ranks and even in the Trump ranks. We don't protect anybody by a party or whatever. And so that's what happened. Now there's this new level of censorship coming in, and it's definitely backed by the government. There's a big group called the Atlantic Council that,
let's get to that in a moment. Let's go back. We're going to spend quite a bit of time on that censorship. I think it's real important. Let's go back to what you're saying. Your Twitter, the censorship that you went under, what's the result? Are you back on? Are you still off? What have you went through there?
We have a presence back on again, but they removed our two largest pages, which were 6 million fans on Facebook and Twitter combined. So with a that we were given no reason as to why or what happened, and no attempt to actually appeal it or fight it or anything. And we currently have lawsuits against both companies in regards to this move. But you know, I mean, who's there's a lot of people suing Facebook and Twitter right now, and they have a lot more money than us. So I don't know how successful that's going to be.
Do you think the president's going to take action? He took some action on the universities to guarantee free speech. Do you think he'll do something on the internet here?
I'm scared of government regulation on the internet. I'm all for
good point.
Maybe deregulation, maybe guaranteeing the First Amendment, like maybe like a sweeping act saying that everybody's guaranteed their First Amendment right on the internet, and anybody who moves to remove that First Amendment right, especially if you're a mega corporation like Facebook and Twitter, which is some like considered by some to be a public space because it's so many people use it.
Sure.
And yeah, I would support something like that. But as far as regulation, where the speech would be regulated online, we're already seeing the horrific effects of that right now.
Well, EU lawmakers, there's a story out of RT, EU lawmakers approved controversial copyright reform, dark day for internet. I think this is exactly what you're saying. Article 13 in the EU, it's a weird way to enforce copyright rules, and on its surface it's supposed to protect intellectual property, but really the underneath is it's going to stop comment. It's going to stop people putting information out.
Undoubtedly. And this has been in place for a decade already. We've gotten strikes on YouTube for putting up videos that we would have been exclusively given, like somebody a victim of police brutality or something, and they've gotten a dash cam from this instance of police brutality, and inside the police officer's car there's a country song playing, like a 5 seconds of some country song, and we upload that video to YouTube of the dash cam of the police brutality, and we receive a strike and the video is removed because it had 5 seconds of a country song playing inside the cop's car. So, and all automated, algorithmically enforced, and very hard to fight against, because this is happening millions and millions of times over. So,
well, our YouTube channel, they just got rid of our channel. We had to start ground zero, and then it's even hard to get traction. We've noticed how really hard it is to get followers and stuff since then, and to get our videos out. It's there's no question that there's pressure coming on. We're coming on a break, and we'll get to this pressure. The biggest story of the day, I think, without question, is the vaccine issue. A huge, massive story out of New York. You thought it was bad, you know. They're aborting babies who are born. Well, now guess what they've done next? We'll get to that much more on the other side. Matt Agarus from the Free Thought Project, thefreethoughtproject.com. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, thepowerhour.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Listen, I don't know if the Mueller report is ultimately accurate. I mean, who knows, really? I mean, with anything coming out of the government and the deep state and so many people connected, who knows what the veracity of truth that was applied to it. But what it does show is, you know, think back in your instincts and you thought, wow, this is a witch hunt. Wow, this is organized. Wow, everything that's coming is not being backed up by fact, right? Remember all the things that we thought and felt? Well, you were right. You were 100% correct. That's why we didn't talk about this in too much detail. We'll just mention it or whatever. I didn't even want to cover it too much today with Matt. I mean, I was talking to Matt before, and he's like, well, I really, you know, it's just the mainstream media psyop. I don't even, you know, it's really not that insignificant. I think that the significance is all the side things from it. But so let's move on. Ladies and gentlemen, I think the big news is that there's an organized effort to propagandize all these events in current events. I think that is the big news. And I think that's what you already know, and your instinct misproves it. So let's move on. Another one of those things that's just like that, we're speaking to Matt Agarus from Freethought, thefreethoughtproject.com, is censorship. He's mentioned the things that he's went through. The algorithm, we just barely touched this. Matt, how big a deal is the censorship that is going on, Google, Facebook, what have you? How big a deal is it? What does it say? Where is this going? What must we do?
Well, it's a huge deal, actually, Daniel. So it all ties back into this Russian hacking narrative, too. The people that need to keep the Russian hacking narrative alive is a group called the Atlantic Council, who is like a propaganda arm for the NATO war machine. They need to keep everybody in a tizzy of fear so they can keep making all the people that sponsor the Atlantic Council or fund the Atlantic Council happy, which happens to be people like Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Boeing, the military-industrial complex. Even the U.S. Government and military itself actually funds the Atlantic Council. So when a group like that actually joins hands with Facebook and Twitter to make decisions on how to properly censor people and control information flow online, that's when things get really worrisome. You know, you have people, they say, oh, Facebook can ban whoever they want. You know, Twitter can ban whoever they want there because they're a private company. But their partnership with the Atlantic Council makes them like that. That negates the whole private company thing. That this is a government funded entity from, it's funded by Saudi Arabia, like dictators like the Ukraine's Viktor Pinchuk, the Saudi billionaire Baha Harari. I mean, these are huge billionaire and government entities all funding this group to control the narrative online, and they're doing so with the two largest platforms in the world. And it's a pretty scary thing to think about.
Well, let's cut the BS. Google was started, funded, whatever, by DARPA. I mean, let's stop this. Well, they're just a private corporation here doing something. What's your thoughts about a public utility? You know, Google has become a public utility, has a public monopoly advantage. They're using infrastructure, really the airwaves, the internet. It's a public utility. What's your thoughts?
I think that the case can definitely be made that it is a public utility. However, the government's answer for whenever these things are called public utilities is more regulation, which leads to more corruption in the industry and then, you know, eventually like a loss of freedom as a whole. So I don't think that the answer would be more regulation. I think that the answer would be to stop using Google. You know, hey, if we're worried about Google censorship and Google, following us around online, It's a pretty easy fix. Thanks to the free market, there's people that are actually profiting off of you. Keep instead of selling your data or following you around or turning your information over to government entities that want to spy on you, there's people that are actually making a profit by doing the exact opposite of that, by keeping your data private and by not telling people who you are online. You know, there's DuckDuckGo, for instance,
yes,
instead of Google, you know, or Brave browser instead of Chrome. These are all viable solutions to this eye of Moron, or what, you know,
Sauron.
The
president recently, in his executive order on campuses, he says he's not regulating campuses, but what he's saying is you'll protect the First Amendment or we're stopping federal grants. I think that's a better, that's not really regulation, but it's just guaranteeing First Amendment protections. I think that's the way it should be. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the kind of, if you will, legislation, or rather lack thereof, legislation that I can get behind is just the protection of rights. And, but I mean, again, I think this might be passing that on to the actual campuses to allow that, and I don't know how that's going to get, how that's going to play out. So we'll see. People, you know, the people up high levels in these universities are the ones that are propagandizing the students to go to shut down. All these other people who put out alternative views that they don't agree with. So
we're coming on a break.
How that's actually going to be enforced is going to be a crazy.
In fact, there's the music. The question that needs to be asked, or final question, we'll get this on the other side, is how big a deal is what we're saying censorship? I mean, to the average person, it doesn't mean anything to me. How big a deal is it? That's what I'll ask when we come back. And this huge, massive story out of New York. We'll go right to those two things on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, to FreeThoughtProject.com with Matt Agarest and WeThePowerHour.com. You know it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Prosecutors have dropped all the charges against Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Smollett spoke outside the Chicago courtroom after the emergency hearing was held in Chicago.
I've been truthful and consistent on every single level since day one. I would not be my mother's son if I was capable of one drop of what I've been accused of.
Meanwhile, Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the case should have went to trial.
A grand jury indicted this individual based on only a piece of the evidence that the police had collected in that period of time. So a grand jury actually brought the charges.
President Trump's veto of legislation blocking his border emergency declaration will stand. The House failed today to come up with the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting that a rocket fired from Gaza lands in Israel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We're talking to Matt Agarus from the Free Thought Project. We'll get him momentarily. Ladies and gentlemen, we're very proud to be able to mention the Power Mall. The Power Mall, your health, if you're going to talk about the aspects of your life, how important is your health? You know, freedom is the big thing that we all want, really, the way God intended it for you. And if you're sick, you just chipped away a big part of your freedom. We want you healthy. We want you happy. We want you successful. We want you free. And the Power Mall and those products that have been brought there are very important, and have literally thousands and tens of thousands of people have been affected, and their life has been improved. Because we're switching over, we thank you for your patience on our warehouse shipping over, so we have more control over. Catherine's over it much more. This will be better for shipping. It's going to be better to service you. That's what we want to do. So please take advantage of that. 10% off site-wide, except for dropship items and some other free giveaways. Please give Jay a call and consider purchase over at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Think about the things you need, you use, you need to have away in your pantry. Think about it and give us a call. We need your purchases. We appreciate your purchases, and you need to make them, and you need to support us. If you're not looking to buy something, please consider a donation. It allows us to bring the great information, the great independent minds and thoughts like Matt. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Getting back to Matt, the question I asked you before the break, this censorship that we're seeing for a big part of America, especially the older generation who, you know, Google Smoogle, what's the deal? How big a deal is this really?
Well, I think that'd be a great way to segue into the big topic that you wanted to cover and this censorship. So there's this, right now we're watching an unprecedented level of this censorship, like just not just across Facebook and Google and Pinterest and all these, but we saw recently that Amazon is removing documentaries and books that that just question the official narrative on vaccines, propose alternative theories for different things, and so like this information, this is modern day book burning is what this is, and we're watching that on a large scale, and it's all this hysteria that's being whipped up for really no reason at all. There's no epidemics. There's no massive outbreaks. We're talking about a few hundred cases of measles in this country. And this is being used to whip up, just like the Russian narrative that was, to whip up hysteria into letting people accept, or not only accept, but actually advocate for the silencing of people who challenge their different views. And then what's more is push for like legislation and mandatory things that would, implement their will on other people who may not accept their beliefs. So that level of censorship is far more scary than just having, being banned from Twitter or Facebook. This is how the Orwellian society and the dystopia comes into fruition.
Absolutely. This story is massive, ladies and gentlemen. Now, Matt and I were going to discuss a New York judge who ruled that unvaccinated children couldn't go to school and that they had to stay home or get vaccinated. We were going to talk about that, and that was a big story. It broke today. I got lots of emails. My wife freaked out, understandably. A county in New York has declared a state of emergency after more than 100 people have been diagnosed with measles. Rockland County officials announced that starting at 12 a.m. on Wednesday, anyone under 18 who has not yet been vaccinated will be barred from public places until they receive the MMR vaccine or until the emergency declaration expires in 30 days. Public places are being defined by county officials as, quote, any place where people get together for civic or social reasons, such as shopping centers, schools, restaurants, outdoor areas, playgrounds. Oh, outdoor areas are not included, such as playgrounds, according to the county officials. So you can go to the playground, you can't go to school. My immediate question is, so if the child stays home and doesn't go to school, are they then going to get arrested and taken away because they're truant? I mean, that's the initial question I got. Matt, we just barely got this story. It's come to us. You've had a little time to think about your initial reactions.
When we were talking about this, we were actually on a phone or a private phone call, you and I and Catherine. And, when Catherine brought that up and said, I was like, I was in shock. I was like, is this real? Is this
happening? Is this real? That's what you asked.
I had to immediately get on the computer and go Google and it actually is real. There's hundreds of thousands of people in Rockland County and, everybody under 18 who has not had the MMR vaccination, it has essentially been put on house arrest. This is an unprecedented move that I've never seen before. We've never reported on anything like this. This is how things that can turn south really quickly. And, I mean, when you're treating an entire population, we're talking about tens of thousands of children, estimated, that are being treated like 21st century lepers, and their parents are being told that they have to force vaccinate their children, or if they let them outside into these public places, they face arrest. This is crazy. Exactly how they're going to know, the police are claiming right now that they're not going to be checking IDs or vaccination records, is that kind of impossible, right? No one carries around their vaccination record. I mean, you do when you, like the kids who do vaccinate, go to school with their vaccination record on the first day with their parents or whatever, but no one carries that around, so there's no way to enforce this as of yet. But
you bring up the great question. You bring up the most important question besides the truancy situation. So how they know if people have been vaccinated? Obviously, schools have records, and so I bet you they're going to be all over those schools. And Johnny comes to school, and Johnny's going to be, you know, Johnny's going to be in trouble if Johnny comes to school. But at a restaurant, at the Olive Garden or whatever, at the A&P shopping center, that's the question. So is this a first kind of step that they're going towards something more? Is this an initial wave to kind of train us? What the ramifications of this are huge. Kind of your thoughts along those lines.
I think the initial wave has already been made post 9/11. See something, say something. So these people who are already behind this, they're going to see unvaccinated child that they might know is unvaccinated, and then they're the ones that do the reporting for them already. System's already built. It's already going to do this. And we're talking about measles. We're not talking about, you know, people with actual leprosy or something. Measles is, it's not fatal. 1 in 1,000 people dies from measles, and that's most of the time through other complications. Usually it just clears up in a week or so, and there's only like a few hundred cases a year. And yes, the majority of measles outbreaks are in unvaccinated communities, but they're fine with that. You know, there's studies that show that the actual MMR vaccine is worse than getting the measles. And these aren't studies by fringe elements. These are studies published in the British Medical Journal, you know, done by a doctor's group, and shows that, you know, that the seizures that develop from the MMR vaccination are far worse than suffering the extremely rare case that you might have a seizure while contracting measles. So the fact that they're putting kids on house arrest, that's what this is. That's what I'm going to start calling. I think that's a good term to call this, because these are kids that are being essentially imprisoned in their own homes because
absolutely
of irrational fear of a non-epidemic of measles. And it's scary. If the kid gets the measles, then they should be able to agree to not go out. Because I think that's a pretty good thing not to do. If you have the freaking measles, don't go out and into society and spread the measles. Stay home. But
when I was young and my friend had chickenpox, my mom wanted me to get chickenpox. So wanted me to play with my friends,
yeah,
so I get chickenpox. I mean, measles is a little different, but in America, the other question that immediately comes to mind, okay, you declared a state of emergency for a hundred cases in the county. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a county in New York. I'm sure, I don't know what the population is, but I'm sure it's not small.
It's 330,000. I looked it up.
How much?
330,000.
And there's a hundred. Yes, that's a lot. Okay. So they're causing a state of emergency because of this, but they won't have a state of emergency on the border letting unvaccinated, disease-carrying immigrants fly into the country. I mean, it makes no sense to me. It's ridiculous. If this is such an ordeal, then why are we not looking at immigrants and coming in and stopping them and letting them come in? Now, we've had expert after expert come in, and this idea, I'm reading this article, and you talk about a propaganda piece. I think the CDC wrote the freaking thing. They're talking about herd immunity, and they say measles outbreak is caused by the anti-vax scare. How do they know that? In fact, other studies have been showing that the MMR vaccine is actually spreading the measles. I mean, they're throwing this stuff out like it's gospel truth and asking it to come down your throat. And you combine it with what Matt said about the censorship, so now the dialogue becomes ABC News has an article like it's written straight out of Big Pharma. Merck wrote the thing. And then, is there any other opinion? Is there any other dialogue so you can get any other information? And the internet is where you get it nowadays. There's nothing. Do you see how big this is? And we've talked about we've talked about on this channel, in this show, this issue, this is the health issue right now of our time. It's not getting less important. It's getting more important. We've told you that over and over. This story pushes it to another level. The same state where they're murdering babies, now there's a state of emergency and house arrest if you didn't vaccinate. chilling. Stay tuned.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's really special to be able to talk to Matt during the break. You know, he's a former veteran, or he is a veteran, not former veteran, still a veteran. He's a veteran. You can tell his passion for the truth. His partner who started this with Jason, they've really done something. The FreeThoughtProject.com, and to be able to align ourselves with people like him, and to, we're in this together. And I got that feeling talking to him, and I hope everybody then feels that strength also where you are, and that you don't feel isolated, that you feel like you're a part of something, because you are, and you have information, and you have light, and this country, what the miracles that happened in this country 240 years ago, the Declaration of Independence, the freedom, the illumination throughout the whole world that occurred because of the sacrifice of our founding fathers, that's on you, and that crown is on you, and your Creator is giving you that dominion. opinion. So when you go, don't be scared. Know that you're not alone. You're never alone, even if you're a majority of one where you stand with the truth. And these issues are getting bigger. They're not getting smaller. I mean, I know, and I feel for you. I feel for myself. I feel for my family. And people like Matt are standing there on the wall taking a stand against all this and really for something, for the truth. So he deserves our applause. He deserves our attention. TheFreeThoughtProject.com. Hats off to them over there. Matt, a couple questions. Last segment. I can see real quick where, well, you know, we can't have Timmy infecting everybody at the Cracker Barrel. So we got to have facial recognition software so that Timmy can't go into Cracker Barrel unless he's got his shot. Your thoughts?
Yep, I agree. And I think that, like, if they... that might be the next step, or what it looks like they're doing now would be to just mandate that everybody be vaccinated. And that's what this is. That's what this hysteria is doing right now. There, like I said, there's over 100 bills in 30 different states right now that are proposed to restrict or eliminate your right to informed consent when it comes to vaccination. And as stated before, we know that the MMR vaccine in particular is mentioned in multiple studies that shows that it's actually worse than getting the measles, and that it actually can cause severe harm to children by developing like a severe form of epilepsy. And so we're just supposed to mandate the vaccines, and these hundreds of kids a year that develop this severe epilepsy and have to suffer for the rest of their lives have to do so for this myth of herd immunity that's also been kind of also debunked as well. It's a crazy, crazy horizon that we're gazing over right now, Daniel.
Well, herd immunity does not come from the vaccines do not give long-term real immunity. They give at best, and that's, you know, trying to find a quality study that has double blind. There is no double blind study, but trying to find some concrete proof of that is hard. They do not create long-term immunity. That's a fact. And so this idea of herd immunity comes from natural immunity. If you have a community that where the generation, most of the people get chickenpox or whatever, a herd immunity is then developed and chickenpox doesn't exist in that community anymore. That's how it works. Vaccines cannot create that herd immunity. Now, where is this going? Because push is coming to shove here. And the states, like you said, with the different bills, California already is pretty forceful. Arizona's, the Connecticut is now pretty forceful right now. I can see a time where they're going to be forcing little Johnny. Well, little Johnny's got to get a vaccine, and the parents are going to be like, no, because his big brother got a vaccine, and now he's autistic, and don't tell me that I'm a lunatic. I was there. Johnny's not getting the vaccine. I don't give a crap what you say. Where is this going? Because I think that's the conflict.
Well, I think if you push somebody into a corner, then, you know, they're going to reach out into the fight or flight mode. And there's in a corner, you got nowhere to run. So that could be a potentially very hazardous deal if the government would make a move to mandate all vaccines, not just for public schools or anything like this, but just as what some of these groups are advocating for already. I think that could possibly lead to civil war. And, you know, it's not a very large faction of people that don't vaccinate in the country, but the people that don't, I'd be willing to bet they're pretty, well armed.
Dug in.
and pretty well principled. And they probably would not stand for something for people coming to their house to like some vaccine van coming to their house and trying to forcefully medicate their children. Especially one of their previous children were injured.
Well, the story just came out about the UPS is going to beta test having nurses go around and give people vaccines at their home. You know, just like as a public service. Oh, you know, you're older. You don't have to get out. The UPS will come right to you and give you your vaccine. Why is there such a push for these damn vaccines? I mean, God almighty, it's like a pot of rainbow comes in your backyard if you get one. I mean, like these things are the greatest thing ever. Are you kidding me?
Well, there's tens of billions of dollars a year generated from the sale of vaccines. So we know where the impetus is behind why this is happening. You know, all these companies that look like they're all these media companies, like you were saying, NBC earlier, that look like the damn article was written by GlaxoSmithKline or the CDC. Yeah. It's because it actually is. These people are all in the same circles. They all move back and forth. I believe that something like 27% of all mainstream media CEOs also sit on pharmaceutical boards. Don't quote me on that, but it's something crazy like that. So the hysteria is a great push for these vaccine companies to push for legislation, to push hysteria, so it drives people that may be doubting it to write into Walgreens to get their shot. And so I think that's most of it's driven that way. You know, now there could be some nefarious ways that are something nefarious on the front, but there's
right.
nothing to
We're running
that
out
way,
of time. Yeah, hold on. We're running out of time here. We just got about a minute or so, maybe 2 minutes. There's a story out of England. Quickly, I want to get your thoughts. A community, a district, school district, they're pushing LGBT teachings to 5-, 6-, 7-year-olds. It was a majority Muslim, not majority, but high Muslim population. The parents of 602 students pulled their children out and said, they're not coming back ever unless you get rid of this. And the school district relented. And I was shocked. I applauded them. And I'm a little embarrassed that in America we can't have the same conviction. What's your initial reaction? And can we bring that here?
Well, right now it's not that crazy here. Britain is like the testing ground for these crazy laws. Like at the end of last year, you know, we had primary schools in Britain announcing that they were going to be teaching that both boys and girls could have periods. You know, and so there's it's being widely accepted by most of the Britons over there, which is just crazy to me. This is not science. I don't know where that's going to go, Daniel. To tell you the truth, man, I think it'd be met with a lot of resistance here. As well, if they did do something, if this was implemented on a massive scale, and, you know, I think it's up to the parents to teach their kids about this. I don't think the government has any place in teaching your kids about sexual reproduction or anything like that.
Let me ask you this quickly. We're the music any second. Why don't churches and things, when we see some of these moral questions and these, political, spiritual topics come up, why aren't churches coming up and saying, you know what, church, let's pull our children out of school. Don't send your children to school. Let's find another alternative. Why don't they have the same conviction that this Muslim group has in Britain?
Well, some do. Some do. And those are the people we're talking about that would be pushed into a corner.
Good. I hope so. I hope so. I mean, that's what we need. Conviction's king right now, and they're pretty convicted about giving us these vaccines. We need to be convicted the other way. Matt, absolute pleasure. TheFreeThoughtProject.com. God bless you, man.
Thank you, Daniel. Talk to you soon.
Sherry Rogers coming up.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you are one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.